This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 8th of July. Derbyshire lost Chesney Huseford Duck as they closed the first day of their county championship match against Durham on 15-1 at Chesterley Street. Mark Futter earlier led the bowling attack admirably, taking career best figures of 653 as the home side stumbled from 122-2 to be all out for 253. Keaton Jennings top score with 93 and his 70 with Will Smith for the third wicket. Heather Smith was caught off Tim Gunnabelt for 43, and only to Phil Mustard with 52 made a meaningful contribution thereafter. Defending champions Warwickshire enjoyed an excellent day at Uxbridge, reaching stumps on 269 for 2 after electing to bat against Middlesex. Their stand-in captain Baron Chopra ended on 141 not out, and shared 113 with opening partner Ian Westwood, and a further 113 with Laurie Evans. Toby Rowland-Jones and Neil Dexter were the Middlesex wicket-takers. Both Somerset and Sussex lost both openers early on day one at Taunton, but it was the latter who closed with the upper hand, reaching stumps 174 for 2 in front of the home side 244. Steve Kirby and Jamie Overton removed Chris Nash and Luke Wells with only 8 on the board, but Michael Yardie and Matt Machan added unbroken 166, the latter ending not out on 58, and the former on a rapid 94 for only 79 balls. Somerset had early lost both Marcus Discothing and Nick Compton for Ducks, but recovered thanks to 50s from James Hildreth and Craig Keysbetter. There was also an innings of 33 from Alfonso Thomas and 21 from Jamie Overton at number 11. Steve McGoffrey and James Anion shared 7 wickets for Sussex. Nottinghamshire dominated day one at the Oval, closing on 50 without loss after dispensing with Surrey for 198. The home side had begun relatively well and reached 93 for 2, thanks to a knock of 57 from Rory Burns. However, his departure was swiftly followed by that of Ricky Ponting, playing in his final first-class match and caught off Samit Patel for 29. Stephen Davies then made a valiant unbeaten 65, with all the last four batsmen registered ducks. Ashmore Shazad ended with 3 for 43, although a brace of wickets for Harry Gurney and Graham White. In Division 2, Hampshire ended on 274 for 5 after opting to bat against Glamorgan in Cardiff. Miss Jimmy Adams and Michael Carberry got the visitors' innings off to a solid start, with an opening stand worth 76. Liam Dawson and James Vince then added 132 for the fourth wicket, as the home side threatened to wrest back the advantage. Vince had a fluent 80 off 131 balls, with Dawson ending not out on a more steadfast 69. Michael Hogan was the familiar pick of the Morgan attack, with figures of 2 for 44 from 23 overs. And Northamptonshire coped well without the loss of their captain Alex Wakeley due to a back spasm, and closed the opening day against Lancashire on 275 for 7. Carl Kurtz and James Middlebrook added 90 for the first wicket, with Cameron White then ending undefeated on 61. Glenn Chappell was the pick of the visitors' attack, with 3 for 60.